food and nutrition experts getting together to help you raise a healthy family. It's time for Family Food Kitchen on Radio MD. Here's your hosts, Ellen Briggs and Carolina Jantak.
Sugar cookies. Who doesn't love sugar cookies? As children, we quickly learn to love them. However, they really don't love us. And the question is, how can we enjoy them once in a while without completely compromising the health of our family and ourselves? Well, you do that by swapping some ingredients that you use to make them. That's what we call Switch This for That series. And today we're focusing on sugar cookies. The best sugar cookies call for, the standard, is sugar, flour, eggs, baking powder, vanilla extract, and butter. So that's it. I mean, you look at those and you say, well, eggs are good for you, and vanilla extract, that's fine. Butter's okay, but not in great quantities, but it's all that sugar and flour that is of concern. So let's start going through what you can do to make it a little bit better. And I'm going to ask you to think about, of all these things, which is the one that you really want to switch out because it's a big concern for you. Maybe you won't do them all. Maybe you just choose one, but we'll go through them all. Okay. So we're going to start with that white powder sugar, the granules sugar that we all know is not good for us. We just know that. It's a fact, but it sure does taste good. So what do we do? Well, there are substitutes. One is stevia. That is the one that people say, well, gee, is that really good for you? It's a leaf. It's a natural leaf, and it has a very potent sweet property about it. So you can feel comfortable using stevia. And when you get the stevia cups or boxes of stevia, they will tell you what the ratio should be for what you're cooking. So you can absolutely enjoy stevia and feel comfortable. You might want to test it to make sure it tastes good just the way you did it. There's also raw honey. I mean, honey is a whole, but raw honey has some wonderful properties in it, some nutrients that are going to be good for you, even in the most minute amount. It's better than that granulated processed sugar. So raw honey is another example. Maple syrup is my go-to favorite because when the syrup comes up from the trees, it's pulling up the minerals from the soil. And that means it has some wonderful properties to it. It means that it's not so terribly bad. So I like to use maple syrup or molasses. That's another one that you can go to. And some recipes call for a mix of sugar and molasses. In that case, we would just choose to go with the molasses and cut out the sugar entirely. But what we also know is that you can cut out sugar by half probably and still have a great recipe. You might want to try that before you serve it, but you absolutely can do that. I forgot. There's just one more sugar substitute you may want to consider, and that would be a fruit puree. And you can combine it with little sugar, and that means you've reduced the sugar and you've simply just pureed some berries, for instance, raspberries or strawberries or pears. How about pears or apricots? And oh, the go-to that one of our favorite guests, Catherine Katz of Cuisinicity.com, would be dates. She has wonderful sweet recipes that use dates to sweeten them. And so don't be afraid. Don't be afraid to do that. So that covers the sugar category pretty well. Okay, eggs. Only reason to reduce eggs would be if you have an allergy or you're a vegetarian, perhaps. And the go-to for vegetarians is what's called flax eggs. Now, you may never have heard of flax eggs, but this is what you do. You simply take 1 tablespoon of flax seeds with 3 tablespoons of water. You mix them together, you put them in the fridge for about 15 minutes, and voila, you have the equivalent of 1 egg. That's 1 tablespoon of ground flax seeds with 3 tablespoons of water. So there you go. That's a great egg substitute. And vegans, of course, that's a go-to for them as well. Butter. I like to use butter. I like to use grass-fed butter. That's my favorite source of that fat you need in there. But applesauce, is a possible, but then you may have to use some more eggs. Coconut oil, hey, that's another great one. It's very good for you, so don't be afraid to try it. It's real easy to keep in the household. So again, I'm going to summarize butter. You use some applesauce, and then you combine it with the butter so you don't have to use so much. Coconut oil is the other one that I would highly, highly recommend for a really great sugar cookie because, you know, once in a while it's fun to have, and they're so much fun to decorate. Yep. Oh, by the way, I like to use natural decoration. Just a little side note for those dyes really turn me off. Okay, flour. Okay, it's white processed flour. You know, you don't need that. You can go to oat flour or almond flour, which is actually a lighter flour than regular white processed flour. There's also an organic white wheat pastry flour or white wheat flour, and you can also get a whole wheat pastry flour. What they've done is lighten it up so it works better with your recipe. So there are lots of ways that you can substitute that useless and not really good for you, because they put some chemicals in there. They do things to get that wheat to turn into this white processed flour that is known to be very detrimental to you. So go with oat flour, almond flour. That makes it really taste good, by the way. A white wheat pastry flour, a white wheat flour, and a whole wheat pastry flour. So there you go. You've got some really great alternatives to oats. By the way, oat flour, I'm sorry, to that white processed flour, which I can hardly say because I just abhor it. So oat flour, just a quick note, you can add quick oats to food processor for 3 to 4 minutes and make your own. You can do that with almond flour, by the way. You can make your own flour out of natural raw ingredients. So have fun with that. Do that with your kids. They like to see magic happen. And it happens in a blender often. Okay, what do you want to do to make it just a little bit better than the usual sugar cookies? Well, we love flax seeds. You know, they've been putting them in chips like crazy, and people are buying them up because they know flax seeds are good for you. Why not do that in cookies? Chia seeds, that's another one. Almonds, any nuts, you know, they slivered almonds. I use sliced almonds. You can just break them up into small little pieces. Walnuts, they're so good for you. You can use seeds. You can use sunflower seeds, high in vitamin B. We know that. So there are lots of good reasons to have sunflower seeds in there. Try nut butters to give it a little extra taste. You can use an almond nut butter. You can use a sunflower seed nut butter. How about, of course, there's peanut butter, but some people are allergic to it. So go to the sunflower seeds, especially if you're going to be serving it to lots of people. You don't know if they have a nut allergy. Go for the sunflower seed nut butter. It's really, really tasty and has a nice texture to it. We talked about fruit purees for sugar. Why not fruit puree to help flavor those sugar cookies? Now, if you're concerned about the color, because you want to have white so you can have a contrast for decorating, use pears. Nice ripe pears as a fruit puree. It will not only sweeten, it'll give it a little extra flavor, and it won't change the color. So obviously you can't use the skin, but if you decide to do it, then you just end up with a different looking cooking. And veggie purees, oh my gosh, carrots, why not some carrots? Lots and lots of different ways that you can utilize many resources to change the sugar cookie into a better version. Again, if you want to just pick one of the many that we've covered to change it, fine. If not, do them all. Have some fun with it. We have a great recipe where you just simply use some almond flour, honey, coconut oil, eggs, vanilla, and baking soda. And voila, you've got it all together for our Switch This for That wonderful sugar cookie. Thanks for being with us in our Family Food Kitchen today. Be sure and listen to our other episodes on Radio MD, iHeartRadio, iTunes. We're everywhere. And please be sure and make some really good decisions so you can eat well and stay well. Thanks again for being in our kitchen today. Bye-bye.